A man who fundamentally changed the way we understand and treat cancer has died. Dr. Judah Folkman was 74. For years, he endured ridicule from his scientific peers for his theory that tumors depend on a blood supply, and in fact, that they recruit their own blood supply. In 2001, Dr. Folkman told NPR he continued his research without knowing if it would pay off.
We always said there's a fine line between persistence and obstinacy in research, and you never know when you've crossed that.
Dr. David Nathan worked with Judah Folkman at Children's Hospital in Boston starting in the 1960s. Back then, Folkman was still developing his groundbreaking theory that tumors feed on their own blood supply.
By the time he enunciated that idea in the 70s, most people thought it was just a wild idea. And there was a tremendous amount of criticism of him, not just for that idea, but for the whole idea that chemicals could be isolated that would stimulate blood vessel growth. I mean, there were some critics who said, look, I can throw anything into the eye of an animal and get a red eye. What does that mean?
What did he say to those doubters, and what did he say to you about hearing those doubts?
He would always smile. Judah loved ideas. He loved to dream about new approaches. He was one of the paradigm shifters of our time. He loved to challenge orthodoxy. So he was perfectly pleasant about it. He didn't object to people repelling his notions. He'd just get another idea. Hmm.
There's a funny anecdote he tells from early on when he was applying for a research grant, and he went to a Nobel laureate who worked in a lab nearby and said, I'm worried about putting too much information out there. I'm worried that somebody's going to steal it. And the doctor read his paper and said, it's theft-proof. You'll be able to work at your own pace, I figure, for 10 years before anybody is going to believe this.
That's right. Yeah. He said it was better in the old days when nobody believed me. Now I've got competitors.
Huh.
Oh, but he was an extraordinarily intelligent man. And although he's remembered most for the work on cancer, you know, actually the angiogenesis work may have its greatest practical realization in treating diseases of the eye.
Angiogenesis is the word he came up with, means the birth of blood vessels.
That's right.
I was interested in this, that he used to talk about how he would see cancer differently from pure researchers because he wasn't just a guy in a lab with specimens under a microscope. He was seeing it on a clinical basis all the time.
Right. He got much of his stimulation from patients, and I think a lot of us do. But the unique part was that he was very curious about patients. He never lost his curiosity.
Dr. Nathan, was there something that Dr. Folkman may have told you over the years that still informs you, still you keep in mind as you think about your medical work and maybe your life in general?
Yes, I had a wonderful conversation with him about a particularly tough problem that we were working on, a disease that I've been focused on for a long time. And I was talking about it with him and feeling kind of discouraged because we really weren't getting very far. And he said, well, just keep thinking. Don't ever give up. And I love that.
That's Dr. David Nathan, physician and chief emeritus at Children's Hospital in Boston. He's also president emeritus of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. He was remembering his friend and colleague, Dr. Judah Folkman, who died suddenly yesterday. He was 74.